Welcome to Radio Theater, an opportunity to talk theater on the radio, regular feature of Fridays here on 103.3 KUMD. Chad Olson joins us this morning from the Duluth Playhouse, where La Cage aux Folles is on stage at the moment. Hey, Chad, good morning.
Hi, Lisa. Thanks for having me.
It is always so wonderful to get an actor on the air with us at 8 o'clock in the morning, knowing that they've been up until a billion o'clock the night before. So the show is, maybe people know it better as The Birdcage, and maybe
right.
They saw the movie, and you gotta be gentle with people who see the movie. I frequently read the book first, then I see the movie, and people say, I saw the movie, and I think, read the book.
Absolutely. But yes, well, La Cage aux Folles is based on a play that was then made into a movie in French in the 70s, which was then made into The Birdcage in English in the 90s. And it was a musical that was based on the same play from the 80s. So there's a lot of different versions of this story floating around out there.
Oh, wow. So we be patient with people. We grab them where they are and we say, yes, come and see the show. There is music. There is laughter. You play the character, George, who owns the nightclub. That was, and
That's
I said,
right.
That was Robin Williams' character in the movie.
Yep. That's right. I even grew out a beard to look like him.
You did. Well, good for you. Is there a time when a show like this would really not have gone over very well in the Northland? Have we? I mean, to me, the fact that we're doing this show, which is such, it's so joyous and such a celebration, you've got to have an audience that's on board with that to
Absolutely.
Make it really fly.
Absolutely. Well, when it first came out in the 80s, it was the first time on a Broadway stage where two men sang a love song to each other. So there was a time when it was very revolutionary. However, it's got a score by Jerry Herman from Hello, Dolly. It's got, Harvey Fierstein wrote the book. It's got a very, very mild, loving sort of, it's not in your face. And so I think, luckily we've had nobody walk out of the show, and we've had, no angry letters or anything as of yet, which is good. But I think people are coming to the show and realizing that it's a story about family and about people who just happen to be in love, and how that trickles down to your kids and what they see and how they respond. And people have been handling it beautifully. They've been getting enormous laughs every night, and I think people are really on board.
Well, it really is, I think, maybe by contemporary standards, rather mild.
Yeah.
And it's any mom and dad wanting to make a good impression, or dad and dad in this instance,
uh-huh.
wanting to make a good impression on the person that their child loves, and the things that you worry about. Are they going to like me? And
yeah.
This is who I am, and how much of me do I need to dial back in order to be acceptable to other people? And many folks have that, kind of encounter that in their day-to-day life.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, it's all about, when does the mask go up and when does it come down?
So tell me a little bit more about the audience. And I would imagine, in the Northland, that you're finding audiences that are completely on board with the show.
Well, here's an example. We had last Wednesday, we had some drag queen performers for a pre-show party. And we had already booked, we'd already been selling this show, so we had about 20 people already in their seats for this show before we remarketed it as a special event. So I had to go through and call those 20 people just to let them know that, there were going to be a lot of drag queen performers in the audience. There was going to be a different sort of crowd than maybe they're used to. And every single one of them asked to keep their seats for that night, and many of them asked to be included in the special event so they could go see the drag queen performers before the show. And, these aren't, young people all the time. It's pretty amazing how open-hearted people have been, especially when it comes to this show.
Well, I think that is really remarkable. Now,
yeah.
the show has got to be ridiculously complex and intensive, labor-intensive to produce. A lot of songs and the costumes and a lot of costumes and a lot of makeup.
Yeah. Well,
talk about that aspect of it.
Sure, sure. Peg Graham Ferguson, who's done our costumes, did a remarkable job finding just the right things to turn these, you know, I think we have four guys playing the Kajals plus two girls, so you try to make them all look uniform. You can't tell who's the guy and who's the girl. And the costumes have been fantastic. And we have another guy up from the cities who's in the cast who is a drag queen performer, and he's taught these four, you know, like straight guys how to do their makeup and their costumes and really pull off being women in this incredible way. And the movement has been a big part of that, too. So, you know, you have the costumes, the makeup, and the movement, the choreography, and just the embodying of these characters. It's pretty remarkable to see the transformation on stage.
Well, and I'm guessing that you don't find a lot of women's shoes in men's sizes, or maybe
well,
I'm wrong.
That's another huge issue. Yeah, well, our main character is played by Todd Peterson, who's up from the cities. And he plays Albin and Zaza, the drag queen performer, and he's a very tall man with big shoes. So it's been tricky there. They finally found a pair that works for him, but it was an issue.
Well, it sounds like the show is backstage and on stage, just the fun, lighthearted, warm-hearted celebration of family that we remember from the movie. And Shad, thanks so much for joining us this morning and talking about it a little bit. Hey, break a leg.
Absolutely, my pleasure. Thank you so much.
Shad Olson of the Duluth Playhouse, where La Cage Folle is on stage right now. Radio theater on KUMD is made possible in part by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.